I was also so hyped for this movie, as you mentioned, I think because the trailer was sick, like great concept.
Great elevator pitch.
Great Nick Cage, you know?
Nick Cage, yep.
So I remember just being like, whoa, like this is so in my wheelhouse of things I was expecting to be into. And I think I was hoping, I think I was like, because of the way I interpreted the trailer, I was thinking I was going to be entering into like a Charlie Kaufman-esque world. And to me, that was not what was happening tone-wise, genre-wise, storytelling-wise. It was like a weird, I just felt it never settled into what it wanted to be. And there were so many, as you mentioned, themes and ideas going on that never, none of them felt like they ever sank for me. Like there was a lot of cool stuff, but nothing ever like came to fruition. I thought individually, people like the actors, I thought Nick Cage again gave like a really fascinating performance. Julian Nicholson is one of my favorite actors ever. I think
She's
she's
amazing.
brilliant. She's amazing in everything she does. She's going to be starring in a new Annie Baker movie coming out about mothers and
Oh,
daughters. And
hell
Annie
yeah.
Baker, for anyone who doesn't know, is a fucking amazing playwright. So I'm hyped for that. But she's, yeah, Julianne Nicholson is amazing in everything she does. So all the, like it was like all these elements, and it's like a meal. You're like, I don't understand what's wrong. There was something about, I watched it, I started watching like a little bit again. I watched it first on a plane, so I was like, maybe it was the plane vibes. And I watched it again, and like there's moments where I'm like, is this like trying to be a Woody Allen film? Like the soundtrack had some like Woody Allen-esque, and like some of the humor was like felt, I don't know if you felt that, like just that kind of humor, but then it would change and it would shift into something that was like more Ari Aster. And I just like didn't know where it was going. And then everything felt, I'm not a fan of like super long films, but it felt like it just like never got to go in depth enough in one idea or weird enough in another idea that like it all kind of stayed rather safe and compact.
That totally makes sense. Totally. I completely agree. I don't think it could decide on a tone. I think the score really hurt it, and that's not something I usually feel in movies. But like you're saying, the score was like this kind of like jazzy, like boom ba doom ba doom boom boom ba
It's so
boom, but like
weird.
very jazzy, like upbeat, jaunty. That could like that you would imagine working in like a big studio comedy or a big studio rom com, but juxtaposed against these darker images and darker sequences and just the absurdity of this world and this concept, because this is a world where, millions of people across the planet are all dreaming about this one man, Paul Matthews, played by Nick Cage. So we're in, it's magical realism, like we're not in a normal reality. And I felt like the score really did the tone of the movie a disservice. And I thought all of like the any I thought all the scenes that didn't have any score like got closer to sort of like that offbeat, disaffected, weird, ironic, detached tone that I think the movie was trying to get to. It almost felt like maybe someone at the production company or studio was like, oh, you guys should really put in some music under here to really move this thing along, and it just didn't really mesh well. So that was the one thing. I will say I very much enjoyed this movie. I found this to be like a very fun watch. I wasn't like disengaged. I wasn't, second screening. I think just by dint of how creative the idea is, you are just kind of like, where the fuck is this gonna go? Although it's a bummer that it wasn't executed on like the best level possible. It kind of made me think of, did you ever see that movie from a few years ago, Yesterday? About the guy who wakes up, the musician who
Oh,
wakes
I
up
loved
and
Yesterday.
really see, because I thought Yesterday was an even more egregious version of this, which was like absolutely unbelievable idea, elevator pitch for a movie that I thought just completely bungled the execution.